Welcome to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. My name is Carl. It's so good to see you. Get on this train and let's ride. I want to tell you about something that happened to me last Wednesday. It was late at night, almost midnight. I'm usually fast asleep by midnight. I have to be at work by 7 o'clock in the morning, so I'm usually in bed by 10. Even on that night, I'd gotten into bed at 10 o'clock and shut my eyes. I was expecting to fall right asleep as usual. I usually do just fall right asleep. But this time, I couldn't. I opened my eyes and saw the dark shapes of the furniture around me, the lamp, the chair, the table. I heard my dog, Shelby, snoring in her bed. Everything was as usual. But I knew I wasn't going to be able to sleep. I didn't feel worried. I didn't feel nervous. I felt very clear in my mind. My mind felt like it was made of clear water that you can see right through. It also felt a little like glass, like it could possibly break if I wasn't careful. I thought this feeling was really good. I didn't want to lose it. I decided to follow the feeling wherever it went. There was a fairly strong wind blowing through the trees outside. When I heard the sound of the wind in the trees, my mind felt like it went outside. So I decided to follow it. I sat up in bed, turned around so my feet touched the ground, pulled the blankets back up to the pillows, and walked outside in my pajamas and bare feet. I walked out the front door of my house and stood there for a moment, looking up towards the trees and the sky. The wind was strong, and my eyes closed partway to protect themselves from flying dust. I still felt like water or glass in my mind, just clear, almost invisible. And I looked up to the moon. It was a full moon. It was so bright, I couldn't look directly at it, but I could see the shapes on it that almost look like a face, but not quite. I felt the light of the moon on my face. The wind blew harder through the trees. It blew through my hair. It blew through my clothes. And I followed the direction of the wind. The wind wasn't blowing straight down the street. It was blowing diagonally across it. So I walked across the street and through my neighbor's yards. When the wind calmed, I walked slower. When the wind grew stronger, I walked faster. If it seemed to change directions, I changed with it. And all the time, the moon seemed to be directly over my head. I passed through many people's yards. I climbed over fences. I walked through traffic. I climbed over parked cars. And finally, I found myself in a factory with tall chimneys and lights everywhere. When I got pretty close to the center of the factory, surrounded by buildings, the wind stopped blowing. I looked up, and the moon was directly above my head. There were some security guards walking towards me. I looked right at them. Each of them had a gun on his belt. I still felt clear, like water or glass. I didn't feel nervous. I didn't feel worried. I didn't know what I was doing. But I didn't want to break the glass. I didn't want to spill the water. The security guards gathered around me in a circle. They were not smiling. They looked at me very closely. It was almost like I was from outer space. Their heads moved from side to side as if they were trying to understand what I was. Finally, one of them took the gun out of his belt and walked right up to me. He put his hand on my wrist, lifted my hand, and placed the gun inside it. "No," I said. "I don't want that." He seemed not to understand. He took a step back and shot the gun straight up into the air. "Why?" I asked. And all in a flash, sirens started going off all around me, and I took off running like a wild animal. I ran out of the factory. I heard gunshots behind me. I ran across all kinds of stones and nails and broken glass. My feet were bloody, but I kept running, running, until I was standing at my front door. I looked up at the moon. "Thanks for getting me home safely," I said. I went inside and washed my feet off in some warm water and got back in bed. This time, I went to sleep pretty easily. That's all for this time, my friends. I can't wait to meet you again here on Boxcar English, where there's always room for you.